Hey guys, I'm Ryan Williams.
And I'm Jake Kern.
And this is 14,605.
And counting.
And we are finally back.
We're here. We
Finally
made
back
it.
after a, I don't know, couple
Couple
weeks.
weeks.
Here we
Yeah.
go.
Well, yeah, a couple weeks because we haven't caught up on Andor, which I
Yeah.
believe we have three episodes to do, right?
We have several. Yeah.
We
We
haven't
have
finished
we have
She-Hulk.
several to do in Andor.
And I'm going to take full responsibility for the lack of show because I just moved.
And that's a pain
And
in the
this was our second full week in the house. We're still unpacking. Moving day was insanity.
Son of a bitch. No,
What?
not you. I have while we're casting here, I have World Series Game 6 on the boob tube here.
Okay, so that's gonna d your comment is gonna depend on who you're rooting for.
And the Astros just hit a home run,
Yeah, see,
three-run home
I
run.
would say son of a bitch as well.
Oh, I was about to drop an F-bomb, but I forget
Whoa.
it. Yeah.
Who
It's
hit it?
3-1, 3-1, bottom Alvarez hit a 3-run home run. It's 3-1,
Yeah.
3-1, bottom of the sixth.
I
Yeah.
mean, dude's a stud, though.
Yeah.
He can't lie about that.
I mean, he crushed it too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm rooting Phillies for sure, but
Yeah.
damn.
Anywho, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, moving. Son
Yeah.
of a bitch.
So
Yeah.
I'll take full responsibility for the lack of show because I haven't had time for much else. Yeah.
And I'm
Even
sorry,
watching
Mike.
shows,
He's
I've
a
been slow on the
he's
shows.
he's a Mike is a Philly, one of our avid listeners. He's a Philly boy. So
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
Mike. Yeah. I'm there's still time. There's still time, but yes.
A lot of ball left, but it's still 2-2 in the series, right?
No, it's
Is
three
this game?
two. No, if they yeah, if they
Oh.
win, it's over, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this is game six.
See, I haven't even been able to watch much of the World Series.
Yeah. Well, the schedule has been kind of funky because
Yeah.
so
Yeah.
whatever. Anyway, we're
Here we
back.
are.
We're back.
Episode.
Episode 77, right? 77.
Yes. Season 2, episode 19.
14,605 and counting.
And since we are so behind on things, we decided to go ahead and do She-Hulk the finale tonight, make it a Marvel show.
Yep.
And next time you hear from us, will be a Wakanda Forever show and then a Star Wars show to catch up on Andor and
Tales of
Tales
the
of the Jedi.
Jedi,
Yeah.
which is amazing. It is amazing.
Yeah,
In
I need to
Filoni,
get
we
caught up on
trust.
that.
In
And
Filoni,
Filoni,
we
we trust.
trust.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are recording this. This is the week leading up to Wakanda Forever.
This is
So a lot of
November
hype behind
5th
that.
for us. We'll
Yep.
throw a timestamp on it.
A lot of hype behind that. We got my group, the group text was sent out yesterday, and I'll be going Thursday night at 8:50.
Oh,
Yes.
I'll be going at 10.
Late show. Late show. Here we go.
Yeah. Going at 10 o'clock.
All right.
Gonna crush that one.
So that's
Looking forward to it.
plenty of time. Plenty of time. I can blow up the old phone there.
It's okay. I can put it in power down mode. Airplane. I'll put it in airplane mode. And get in my seat and be like airplane mode.
yeah, all right. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, so we're
But
gonna finish out She-Hulk
let's rock and roll with She-Hulk
and
then.
the finale. And I have to say, and I said this when I watched it, that the finale was fan-freaking-tastic. It was outstanding. And it is, and some time has passed. Some time has passed since the finale. And I can still say that it's not my favorite Marvel show. Now, Don't get me wrong here. It's not my favorite Marvel show. This is my favorite finale
And
of the Marvel shows.
okay, I don't know if I agree with that. I'd have to think about it because I didn't. However, I am going to pause production for a bit because I'm about to go on my victory lap because I nailed it with Hulk King. Yes.
Yes, I forgot. Yeah, so yeah,
Yes.
when we were planning this show way back when it happened, I said, and I told you I was gonna give you your time to make the home run trot around the bases to make your victory lap. So here you go, the floor is yours.
Yes. This was me putting my name of Hot Take Jake on the line.
Yes.
I didn't go with a hot take. I called it a sure thing.
You did.
I was very cocky about
You
that.
were very cocky and confident about it.
Confident. I like
And I
confident
was
better than
like,
cocky because I
and I
wasn't,
was like, I don't know,
yeah.
but
I wasn't boastful. I wasn't being cocky. I think I was just very confident.
okay. Well, if I go back to the thread here,
Oh boy. Okay, maybe
if
I'll
I go
read my
back to the
words.
thread here, I quote Todd, period. Mother bleeping Todd, exclamation point, and a time to party gift from Wedding Crashers.
Okay, now that was post. I'm talking pre when I was calling the shot. I was being confident. I was very confident in that take.
Yes, okay.
So there it is. And then sure enough, he walks up and then she's like, Todd, and he's like, doi. It's like, what the hell was that? So
Yes. So hot
that
that
felt
is
good to be right about.
you yeah, you've been taking some heat, especially after your famous Mephisto. Well, I mean, I guess we all kind of
Everybody was
thought that. Yeah,
Mephistoing.
I can't really put that one on you,
No.
but yeah.
However, to make a brief aside, Mephisto, did you see that there was a tease about Sacha Baron Cohen being tagged for him?
Yes, but I saw another article that was somebody else.
Okay,
I
I would
forget.
love Sacha Baron Cohen would be great because he's huge.
He would, but I think if I can, I'll pull up the old Google machine while we're talking, but I
Okay.
saw an article or two where somebody else was actually tagged for it. Sacha Baron Cohen was the initial person.
Okay.
But I think somebody else's name has came up too.
Okay.
Now, it's probably still all rumors,
Oh, for sure.
right? But somebody else's name came up. So
You want to share with the class? Or
I'm
do you have to
trying
feel
to
to
do the
confirm it?
old
Okay.
rumor. Yeah, I gotta find it, but I saw an article somewhere where it was somebody else's name too.
Well, if you're gonna look it up on your phone, not my computer, because my computer is a little bitch.
Oh man. Yeah,
We won't
I'll
go
find
into
it
that.
as I'll find it as we're talking. But
Sure.
yeah, I really love this finale because typically for me, right, the finales have tended to fall short as opposed to the penultimate episode, the episode before the finale, which is usually the
Right.
banger. And I thought this one, the finale, was the banger out of the series because
You mean
we
the
got
smasher?
we I mean, so let's talk about it, right? First of all, the finale opened with a stunning call back to the original to the Incredible Hulk
Yes.
TV show, which I loved.
Loved that.
Yes. So then we get to make a long story short, right? Intelligentsia right, is the group ran by Todd, right?
Haha.
Right?
The Hulk King. Which,
Yeah.
okay, my problem with Todd being the creator of Intelligentsia as a whole, this like dates, if we're correct on it, it dates back to, what was it, Age of Ultron with, is it Age of Ultron or was it Black Panther? Because there was a tag of Intelligentsia with Claw.
I think that might have been Ultron, because wasn't it on the Claw's like stat card or whatever the
Yeah,
hell it was? Yeah,
it was.
I think
So
that was Ultron, Age of Ultron.
has he been, I mean, she hasn't been around long enough for him to create Hulk King and be, unless he like founded the group or something like that, because he's just a straight up hater. And then the whole thing with She-Hulk
Maybe
made
he
him
just was a
create the
biter on the
persona.
name, right? Or maybe he just stole the name, right? This is, yeah, I'm going
Something.
to create this internet group when there's like a the bigger intelligentsia
See,
or
and I was calling him being Hulk King. I wasn't calling him as being the creator of Intelligentsia. I was like, what? That just didn't seem to add up correct to me. The Hulk King thing for sure, which I
Yeah.
mean, like I said, he called her, did he just call her a slut basically? And I was like, ah, he's the only person who she didn't, fool around with, so he's salty.
Yep.
So obviously he wants to take her down.
Yep. Yeah, you called it, right?
Yeah.
So they're your flowers, your flowers.
Thank you. Is it
So
a wreath of flowers? Like a horse race? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. No, I'll just give you a bouquet,
Okay.
right?
Well, I accept. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. I associate wreaths with like bad stuff, like a funeral and stuff like that.
No,
But
I was
I'll
thinking like a
give you,
horse race. They put it around the
yeah,
horse's neck or something like
I'll
that.
give you a bouquet of flowers,
Cool.
and then like we get Blonsky, who's like violating his parole and speaking at
Yeah.
this place, which that was all right. So before like the finale unfolded, I'm like, oh man, like we just, I was disappointed. I was really disappointed at first. I'm like, he just built up all this goodwill in the series to just like piss it away like that.
Yeah, that was
I was
kind
a
of
little
dumb.
dis I was disappointed. I'd admit I was disappointed
Yeah.
initially, right? So
Well,
then it,
go
yeah,
ahead. Go ahead.
no, go ahead.
I have a theory about how that played out. So
Okay.
I'll also you go ahead with what you were saying. I'll come back to it.
I want to hear the theory.
Oh, okay. So this whole thing, I mean, where you're going with this is that all of a sudden she just like breaks the fourth wall, goes into the studio and everything.
Yeah, we'll get
So
there. Yep.
my thought is, the whole thing with, okay, Todd was Hulk King. He created Intelligentsia. They're at Blonsky's place. He's Abomination, and as Abomination, being the guest speaker for all the Intelligentsia dudes.
Yeah.
And then Hulk shows up, and there's all, and Titania shows up, and she's like, whoa, 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 time out. And she breaks the fourth wall. I
Yep.
think it was like leading up to being a, what are you guys just phoning it in? You're just gonna bring everybody back? Like, why didn't Wong just come back? Are you just like, they were just straight up phoning it in, and that was the idea.
That would have been kind of funny, actually, if Wong would have showed up.
Yeah, he would have just popped in and be like, Miss Walters, But the idea, I think, was not so much for them to have Blonsky like throw it all away, but they were trying to make it seem like, oh hey, tongue in cheek, we're the writers and we're phoning it in to get like ratings for a good finale by
So let's put
bringing,
everybody in here.
yeah, we want to see Abomination again, we want to see Hulk again. So they're all there, and then when she goes and does her little like, no, I want it to be like this. And yeah, I might as well drop Daredevil in. You know, he just kind of drops out of the sky, literally. Now they're in the middle of daytime, and it's like, okay, everybody who was there is there still. And it's like, oh, well, I guess we have to arrest him because he broke parole. And it's like, he wasn't really supposed to be there. He was just there because she said, look, just change the setting, add Daredevil, and fine, you know. So I think that was the intent, was that, well, Blonsky's already here, so we're not going to send him back.
Well, that was the name of the episode, like whose finale is it anyway, or something like that.
Yep, yep.
So,
but that's why I think Blonsky was there. It's not so much, I mean, yeah, it bothered me too. Like, why is he's just like pissing it all away? But I think it was just because they were trying to phone it in, and she didn't call back the phone in. She just changed things that she thought would make it better.
Yes. Yeah.
So we still get Blonsky in back in prison, and you know, Hulk is back from space, and that's my theory behind it.
Yeah.
I don't know if many viewers, well, especially the haters, would even give it a thought or be intelligent enough to kind of grasp that idea.
Well, I mean, speaking of the haters, man, they're giving the big middle finger to these haters in this
oh my god,
in this finale.
I love every second of it.
I mean, that's what made it, that's a big part of what made it such a great finale for me, because they kind of took all the criticisms. It was like they predicted it, right? Because you know they made this before, like all the social media stuff was coming out about it, so it's like they predicted it, right? And they just threw it all in their faces in this finale, which is incredible.
Yep.
Incredible. All right. And
people were hating on it, saying, well, and here comes another voice for you.
Well, if you thought that it was gonna, you know, you had to do this, and you thought it was gonna be, you were just making a bad show anyway, so you were just prepared because it was a bad show.
And it's like, no. The people that they're calling out are now butthurt because they're getting called out, and they're trying to deflect. And it's like, you do realize that you've hated on so much of the stuff Marvel's put out that it's predictable. And of course they're going to call your asses out on it. And when you whine about it, it's like, they knew you were going to do this. It could have been the most fantastic show in the world.
That's actually, now that you say that, that's a very, very profound point. Hot take, Jake.
Oh, thank you, sir.
That it's, the hate is predictable.
Yeah.
And I think in Feige we trust, right? I think that's a common theme for this entire phase. Like, I think that they predicted that they're gonna get some heat with this phase. Oh, nothing fits together, or this show sucks. She-Hulk, Miss Marvel, this sucks. Marvel hasn't been good. They need to bring Tony Stark back. I can't tell you how many times I've seen that on social media. We need Tony Stark back.
Yeah,
like, we need Tony Stark back, right? And you know, I think it's all gonna come together. It's all gonna come together, but that they predicted this, which is evident in this finale, is kind of striking.
Yeah.
So I think they have plans for all of that. I think they have plans to shut everybody up.
Which I absolutely love. I thought it was amazing.
Just like me. Oh, you know, Miss Marvel. You know, her. Why didn't they give her Inhumans? Origins. This is bullshit. You know, Feige, you don't know what you're doing, Feige. You suck. I don't like this show that much. I mean, this Miss Marvel is okay, but they need to bring her Inhuman origin in here.
Yeah.
And then what did they do? They made me happy, so I shut up.
Yeah.
So,
I saw this. God, I'm going to have to find it and send it to you. Because what it was it was supposed to be like an audition. And they had three people, two women and a guy that were the people that were doing the audition. And they kept bringing in actresses And it was like Florence Pugh. Why can't I think of her last name? She plays Wasp. Kate. She was on Lost. God, I know who she. I can picture her face. A bunch of other really well-known actresses who had been in Marvel stuff. I think Natalie Portman might have been there too.
Yeah.
Evangeline Lilly. I'm sorry.
Evangeline Lilly.
Thank you, God, because yeah. She played Kate in Lost. That's why I said Kate.
Yep.
Lupita Nyong'o. I think she was in it too. Is that did I say that right? I think I said it right.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So it was a bunch of people who had been, a bunch of women who had been cast in Marvel stuff, but it was like they were all auditioning for the same part. And before they could even say their line, these auditioners would interrupt and be like, could you say that thinner? And it's like, excuse me? You know, could you say that less Asian? You know, they were like being like really like hammering at this like, I'm sorry, what do you want me to do? You know, yeah. And just really being awful. And like the one person came in and started auditioning and they were like looking at their notes and like, are you going to listen to me? And they're like, I'm sorry. No, we're not going to. You might as well just leave. So they were trying to like make these women who were auditioning like who they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And it was clearly it was a part for a woman. So then at the very end of it, Tom Hiddleston walks in and they look up and they go, you got the part. And that is exactly what's happening right now is, oh, we don't like Ms. Marvel because she's not a white girl. She's not a white guy. You know, she's Pakistani. No, that's not going to work for us. You know, totally yeah. Just being like without coming out and like physically saying it, just being completely misogynistic and racist. And xenophobic, and they want Tony Stark back.
Yeah.
So oh, it was
want Tony Stark.
Yeah. No, you don't want Tony Stark back. Tony Stark doesn't want to be Tony Stark anymore. Robert Downey Jr. doesn't want to. You know what? I would absolutely love this if they had a cameo, and it was Robert Downey Jr. walked in somewhere, and a couple of the. Whoever, whatever movie or whatever show or whatever they do it with, whoever's in it and whoever like characters are in it, if he would pop his head in and he'd be like, oh my God, Tony? And he'd be like, no, I'm Robert Downey Jr. Why do you keep calling me Tony?
That would be hilarious.
He's like, I'm looking for interview room, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's down the hall. Thanks. Shuts the door. Like, ha, got you fools. And he'd be like, oh my God, we saw Robert Downey Jr. on set. I think we're going to get Iron Man again. It's like, no, you got Robert Downey Jr. trolling your asses because you just are insufferable.
And kind of like how they is like Kevin Bacon's in the Guardians special.
That's hilarious.
That's funny. Yeah,
that's another thing coming up too. That's November 25th.
Yeah
I'm looking forward to that. That was cool to see that trailer.
We want Robert Downey Jr. We want Iron Man.
He's gone.
Yeah.
That's it. Done.
So, but yeah, we got the breaking of the fourth wall. We get Kevin, right?
Yeah.
Kevin, who have it? Knowledge Enhanced Visual Interconnectivity Nexus.
Well done.
That is a loaded name. And yeah. It's like all true.
And he had a hat on, which was perfect.
Yeah.
I think it would have been funny if instead of using Kevin, they would have used Feige, and she would have been like, how do you say that? You know, like totally just riffing on him. Because nobody knows how to say it until you hear someone say it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like way back when, I had no idea. I was like saying like Feige or like Feige or something like that. I
think I said Feige too.
Yeah, and so then I heard a friend of mine say Kevin Feige. I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
Locked it away.
you know, but I thought that breaking the fourth wall was awesome like that.
She climbed,
I love how they used the Disney Plus home screen.
She did that in a comic book, I think, through
Yeah,
totally spot on.
Yes, yes.
I was also talking to somebody about, because they asked me, and someone I work with, they asked me if I was enjoying the show, and I said yes, and they said they didn't like it because it was too funny. And I said, well, you do know that her shows, her comic and everything is meant to be funny.
Yeah.
The breaking the fourth wall, the humor to it and everything, like, that's She-Hulk.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess if you go into the show not knowing that, you're like, oh, this is a comedy? What? And it's like,
well, how do you not figure that out after the first episode that it's a comedy?
Well, okay. I think, I don't think it was so much that he didn't realize it. I think it was just that he was caught off guard, not expecting it, like before watching it. I mean, we do our homework, so we knew it was coming, and we are not your average Marvel fan, but I mean,
all right. I get what you're saying, but yeah. I know what you're saying, but I just don't understand it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just like going into Ms. Marvel, like. After 5 minutes of the first episode, okay, the theme or the tone of this show is going to be more lighthearted, right? A little more comedy, right? I mean,
I can tell
that from the preview too.
Like, I think it was he didn't like that it was funny. I think that might be a better way to say it.
Okay, yeah, all right.
And so for me to say, well, that's what you're getting because that's what She-Hulk is. It's like, okay, that's fine.
So,
and I was like, if you don't like it, you don't like it. That's fine. You don't have to like it.
Okay.
Everyone has their reasons.
Fair enough, right? Yeah. To each his own, right?
Yeah.
Fair
like, enough. Not. And I'm not trying to come down on this guy because I mean, he's a nice guy.
I would say, right? What are these fans? And he's probably not alone, right? So are these fans expecting every Marvel entity to be the same tone? Is that what they want? That's me asking the question. Like, I don't, you know.
Maybe.
Like, everything needs to be, like, Endgame, Infinity War type tone.
I mean, if you really think back on all of the stuff we've seen before Endgame, it kind of was all kind of the same tone, with the exception of Guardians and Ragnarok totally changed things.
And I 1000% agree with that sentiment. So
maybe going into Phase 4, it's like, oh, they're changing things, and maybe it's just uncomfortable or
people
not
don't like change.
Some people don't like change.
Yes.
You know, they want to follow the same formula. Well, I mean, okay.
But the same formula gets old over time.
It sure does. So, right? I mean, they're starting to get into the horror of it with Werewolf by Night, which was, we talked about, was great. Getting into some of the funnier stuff, getting into different cultures, different viewpoints, everything. Like, I have two things I wanted to mention because I thought about this the whole couple weeks that we haven't been on air.
Yep.
One of them has to do with, good God, did I lose my train of thought? One of them has to do with Thor, Love, and Thunder. And one of them has to do with how they've done the change in tone, perspective, you know, that kind of thing. So if you think about it, there aren't very many groups or production companies or whatever that have the clout to actually handle tough issues, tough topics. And Disney and Marvel are like, I mean, we're rolling in dough here. We've got everybody watching this stuff.
Yeah.
Let's have the balls to be like, here's your first Pakistani American. She's Muslim. We're going to focus on that. And tough shit. You know, here's a female lawyer who everybody, all they care about is that she's a Hulk. They don't care about who she is otherwise. And we're getting hated on for doing this kind of stuff. So let's just blast the haters. They can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're doing with a lot of the stuff they've done, like with Moon Knight, with Ms. Marvel, going the routes of like the Egyptians things, the fact that he's Jewish, you know, going the route of Ms. Marvel. Like, those are bold steps.
Yeah. But they're Jewish. Not only that, but mental health issues.
Yeah. Right. That too.
You know, you WandaVision, let's talk about loss
uh-huh.
and grief, right?
Black you Widow. Yeah. Let's talk about human trafficking. Like,
yeah. You know, Falcon Winter Soldier, let's talk about racism. And
let's make a America black not ready Captain for America. A
black Captain America. Yeah.
Right.
Right,
here's your Captain America.
Is phase four? Is this phase? Was this phase five or four? What the hell phase
four.
Number are we in? Four. We're in four. This is too deep for people, huh? I guess you know.
They
I just want Iron Man.
You
hey, bring back Tony Stark. I want my Tony Stark.
And then the executives are like,
"Hey, they want Tony Stark. Hey, F him. I'm not giving it to him."
That's an F them that worked in our favor.
Yeah, F them.
Yeah.
And they're really crying about Stark. F them. What other female character can we throw at them? They're going to get so pissed. F them.
F them guy.
F them.
Classic character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, yes. they're gonna do what they want.
Yeah.
And they're doing it well because they're getting the things they need to get right.
Yeah, and so far. Mark my words, hot take, Jake. Mark my words here that people are going to be like, oh, phase four was so awesome. It's phase four was so great when everything comes together.
Yep.
Right.
I knew you were like, gonna do that.
I always loved that. Oh, I always knew that was coming. Oh, I loved it from the start. Yeah, the phase four is awesome. Yeah.
No, we're okay. Taking names.
Yeah. Yeah. We got receipts.
And think you know, yes. think about this too. Like phase three, you had a villain who eliminated Gamora, Black Widow. Tony Stark, Captain America, and Steve Rogers, Captain America, is gone because he's old and he's gone. Yep. And unfortunately, Chadwick Boseman passed away. So, I mean, that's, and Hawkeye is kind of retiring, even though he's still kind of around. We might still see him around, but he's kind of on the retirement path.
Yeah.
Guardians is on their last leg here as they are. Yep. I mean, there's a lot of change happening to the point of like that was like six major characters I just mentioned.
Yeah.
That are just gone.
Yeah.
So and you've never had a villain that has defeated so many characters. Okay, I mean, Quicksilver died in Age of Ultron, but I mean, okay. That was kind of going to happen. Vision's gone too. Okay, kind of. I mean, he's around, but
kind of.
You know,
but did you see the thing? You see, they're going to have a show. Vision Plus. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, of course, Phase Four is going to be different because you've just wiped out everything and changed the universe with three snaps of fingers. And you expect phase four to just pick up like nothing happened. That would do a great disservice to everything that happened in phases one through three. Like bringing Tony Stark back would be a huge disservice to his sacrifice to defeat Thanos.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, of course, phase four is going to be awkward and seem out of sync or whatever because you're introducing new characters. You're picking up the strands that were left after Endgame. Like,
yep.
People, come on. Use your freaking brains.
Yeah.
This was going to happen.
Yep.
That's it. It's yep. done and done.
Yep.
So the other thing I wanted to mention, because we got really off track here, but the other thing I wanted to mention was about Thor, Love and Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
I've thought about it more since seeing it. I've talked to a few people, and I couldn't really quite put my finger on what I felt was wrong with it. Because we said Ragnarok was, you know, set a certain expectation, and this kind of like overshot it with the humor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to really simplify it for you because I've really thought about this. Ragnarok was funny. Love and Thunder was silly.
I can agree with that. I can roll with that, yes.
And that's a different feel, right?
Yeah.
Funny is like, oh, this is hilarious. I'm laughing. I'm silly is like, sometimes silly is like, okay. Yeah. You know, just it's like too much.
Yeah.
Or it's just odd. So that I wanted to make sure I mentioned that. I had thought about it for a while, and I was like, you know what? That silly is the word. Silly.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Okay. I could agree with that.
So not to derail too far from what we were talking about, but those are the two things I wanted to mention.
Yeah. And then we're talking about change and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, Jen did try to, you know, put in a good word for the mutants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, Pee-wee
Herman.
Yeah.
You think I was gonna let that slide? Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
She put in a good word for the X-Men, so yeah. Tell you what, talk about change. You know, when this whole multiverse saga is over. So to me, like, it seems like what it's looking like is we're going to have like this whole multiverse saga with Kang being the big bad, right? And then it seems like after this phases are over, it seems like they're going to shift more toward mutant Fantastic Four focus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And let me tell you what, when that happens, I'm not going to give a damn about Tony Stark. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know who you're talking about. You know? So, yeah. So, thanks for the good word, Jen Walters, about the X-Men, right?
Yes.
They made a joke about, I think, underfunded AI, and that's kind of unfortunately, it's kind of true, because a lot of AI developers are kind of getting screwed over, apparently. Really? They're underpaid and everything.
it
was
I love
a joke, but kind of true.
It was like, could you change back, but we're gonna do it off camera because we don't have the budget for the
exact
CGI. Yikes. That was funny.
That's breaking fourth wall there. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, really, you know? I love that kind of humor. I love when you can take things that are happening in the world and you can just like turn them on their head, or like just like slap them around a little bit, and it's like you guys, you know, really really taking this pretty seriously and really whining about this. I'm just gonna totally make fun of you and it. So sorry, not sorry. Yeah. I love that kind of humor.
And then the whole the meme-worthy quotes, you know, about she's a Hulk, Bruce smashes things, you know, smashes fourth walls, and sometimes Matt Murdock.
That was great.
I was like, whoa, when I heard that one. Wow.
Right at the camera, I was like,
wow. Very well done. We're going PG-13 here. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, Disney, here we go. You know,
we didn't get a post-credit scene, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need them all the time. Every now and then, it's kind of fun.
I felt like this whole episode was kind of like a post-credit scene.
You know, it really was.
I had that feel. You know.
And, And I'm kind of, I feel like those have run their course. Obviously, I'm still going to sit in the theater and wait and be like, oh, is there one? I'm going to wait for it. But if I don't get one, fine. If they give me one, if they give us one, I'm going to appreciate it for its face value.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm not going to go into these with this great expectation of like, oh, the post-credit scene or scenes. Are they going to outshine the movie?
Yeah.
Can't do that. I mean, Love and Thunders was cool. That was Hercules. That was pretty cool. I was glad to see that. But whatever. I mean, they kind of serve a purpose of like adding a connection to the greater picture. But I feel like they can kind of steal the show if they're done the wrong way.
Right.
So, whatever.
Now, the biggest. Well, okay, right.
We Maybe did not... get one. Yes, we did.
Oh yeah, you know what? Yes, we did, because it was Blonsky. Wong. It was Wong coming back to get Blonsky and take him to Comic-Con.
Yeah, we did get one. Okay,
so yeah, right. Scratch whatever you just said. Yeah. Well, I mean, it
doesn't know what he's talking about.
It's true what he said. It just doesn't apply here. But anyway,
we did, and okay, now that really kind of adds a layer of trouble for Jen and for a lot of things. But we'll see how they handle that.
They'll handle it somehow, even if it's years later. Apparently. Yeah.
You right.
I
wonder how much of that is like the director or the writers being like, hey, let's totally throw this in there, and now they're gonna have to do something about it. And Feige's like, you know, I'll let it slide, but I'm not gonna do anything about it. I'm gonna make you guys look like total assholes.
Yeah.
For putting that in there. People are gonna be like, oh my god, we're gonna get Wolverine. It's like,
well, it's just the whole like the whole Adam Warlock thing.
Right.
Right. All right, man. It's been like how many years? How many phases?
Guardians was 2015? 14?
Yeah.
13? 14?
15? Well, it was Guardians 2, wasn't it? That was their post-credit in Guardians 2.
16 right? then?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, but it's been a long time.
6 years or so, yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
That the Adam Warlock.
I bet Disney is totally kicking themselves now for how they handled the whole James Gunn thing, because they got rid of him and then they brought him back. And he's like, I'll still do Guardians 3, but now it's going to be later because I have to do the Suicide Squad. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I'm done with Guardians. I'm going to go be the co-CEO of DC Studios. He's
the Feige of DC now.
Yeah, good for him. I think that's I really hope that's going to be a big kick in the pants for them, because they need it. Yeah. But I really feel like now I'm not saying that right or wrong with the situation.
My analysis of the situation is they got some problems in terms of, all right, you know, they have all this stuff out there and they have to kind of like make sense of it and then go forward. Yeah. Right. Versus Marvel, from day one, Iron Man 2008, there was a vision of the Avengers and Thanos in the Infinity Saga.
And they trusted the process.
Right. DC has all, you know, Gunn's problem that he has is that there's all this stuff that's out there, and he has to kind of like put the pieces together and move forward versus starting from a clean slate, which he's not starting from a clean slate. I love how The Rock, you know, when Black Adam came out, The Rock's like, "Yo, yeah, this is the start of phase one of the universe," when they're already got like 13 or so movies in it. Like,
I've made this analogy before, I think on this show even, that DC is like the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we got a new quarterback, we got a new coach, we're bringing in a new season was crap. Scrap the quarterback, scrap the coach. Let's get a new guy. Let's have two quarterbacks and put them head to head, and let's get a new coach in here too. Why not? Let's see how it goes. Two seasons later, oh, we're getting a new coach in. Let's draft a new quarterback. And it's like, that's what DC's doing. They're like, oh, rebuild again. And it's like, how much money can you put into material and make these movies and throw them out there and then be like, oh man, this is already getting bad pre-reviews and we haven't even put the movie out. Let's pull it, you know?
That they do the best when it's not a connected universe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like their best movies, the best DC movies, are movies that aren't connected to in a larger universe, like the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
Like the Joker movie, right? Like the new Batman movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, their best movies are the ones that aren't connected to this freaking universe.
Yeah.
You know, well, Wonder Woman was good. Wonder Woman was good.
Yeah, Wonder Woman
was good. The sequel, really not so much. But first Wonder Woman was fantastic. Shazam, Shazam got good reviews.
I was going to say, I heard Shazam got really good reviews.
It got good reviews. I thought it was okay, right? I wasn't jumping for joy about it, right? Yeah. You know, Aquaman, it looked pretty.
Yeah.
Right. It looks pretty. It was visually stunning.
What?
And I liked Man of Steel. Like, I liked Man of Steel.
Yes. I like Man of Steel. I like Henry Cavill as Superman.
And then, you know, Dawn of Justice, good grief. They just, wow.
Yeah. Hey, Lex Luthor, you idiot. Let's give logos to all these heroes you've been keeping tabs on, and let's put it on a computer that's easy enough to hack into, and let Batman be like, hey, we're going to put a team together. These guys, Joker or Lex Luthor, basically just gave us. Thanks, Lex. You know, like, God, that was so dumb. It's like, why does he have like he has a Flash logo? He's got an Aquaman logo. He says, why does he have these logos? Did he come up with them? Was he like, hey, I need someone in the marketing to give me some logos, please? Hey, thanks. I'm Lex. I'm taking this as credit as my own. You're fired. You know, like,
no sense to me. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's DC, but yeah.
For James Gunn.
Yeah.
I think he was done after the third movie anyway.
Yeah, he was done anyway, but that was just...
I mean, I guess he could have done more, but now he can't.
No.
Conflict of interest.
You know, so... but yeah, you know, She-Hulk, the biggest thing... Well, the big thing that I got excited about, right? Which is kind of a controversy on the old internet, on the old Google machines, stuff like that.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
Was the appearance of Hulk's son.
Yeah.
And when he came up, I was like, ooh, holy shit, Scar. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, here comes World War Hulk.
Yes. More Hulk content. More Hulk movie. Well, maybe the World War Hulk arc in some way, shape, or form, whether it's a movie or special presentation, which they seem to want to do a lot of now.
Yeah.
Or
series,
something. Yeah. Right. He's the Avenger that kind of got the shit into the stick when it comes to, well, never mind. Black Widow, she got the shit in the stick when it comes to movies. But he's another one, right? That got the shit into the stick, you know.
Well, it's because of his Universal ties.
He could never
be in his own movie. He had to be like in a buddy movie or as part of an ensemble.
Yeah.
Bastard. So, yeah. Well, two things on on that one. Scar, cool. Cool to see. Lackluster in the presentation. I was like, wow, yeah. Let's throw this at the end of an episode. Hey, there's my long lost son. And yeah. Cut. And then two, if Black Widow is watching from the soul dimension or whatever, she's got to be like, I thought he couldn't get it up, you know, like, or something. Because wasn't that the whole shtick that the two of them couldn't have kids because one she couldn't do, he couldn't do it, you know? So now it's like all of a sudden he's got a son.
Hey, man.
Whatever works.
Yeah. you know, maybe those women up in Sakaar were, you know,
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hulk, but I got really pumped about that.
Hulk was the people's champion.
Wow. He was. He was.
came with some perks.
Wow.
You know what they need to do? Good God, this would be great. I wish if they would have shown it like an episode sooner, they could have done like one more episode of She-Hulk and done it like Maury style and been like,
that would have been hilarious. Yeah.
here's the lie detector, or the DNA test comes back and you are the father, you know, like, yeah. Something like that. That would have been great.
And the baby mom is like yelling in his face and like, yeah, you know, he's
and Jen would be the lawyer and she's like, slow down, everybody. So I'm his legal representative.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, so, my God.
So, yeah, that I got pumped about that. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
Or if he sits around for 6 years like Adam Warlock. So,
yeah,
you know.
Well, they introduced him, so
yeah,
he's there.
Yeah. Hopefully that means that there's still more of his arc to be told.
Yeah.
Because, to be honest with you, besides Black Panther, Hulk is kind of my favorite Avenger character. And I, you know, and yes, because of those universal ties, like, they kind of had to, like, you know, kind of like, be lackluster with his arc.
Mm-hmm.
So I would hope that we can get some more Hulk story. So anywho, that's my two cents. Like I said before, a Hulk versus Wolverine thing. Wow. That would.
Yeah.
Full.
That'd be pretty awesome. Nobody wants to sit by you in the theater. Nobody.
Man, that would be fantastic.
Speaking of fantastic.
Oh.
Well, we're going to go are we going to talk Quantumania?
Yeah, let's talk it.
I told you I had a massive hot take.
Massive hot take.
I don't know.
We had the trailer come out at this point, what, like a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
Week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Something-ish.
Yeah. All right. Yep.
So.
Uh-oh.
There was one sentence said in that trailer that sent me down this path. I don't think you're ready for this.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I don't know how I have gone this long without spilling the tea.
Yeah. Well, you were moving, so that helped.
Yeah, well, kind of. It helped me put some body to the hot take. Let's put it that way.
Ooh.
So I'm trying to. Now, here's the thing, though. I haven't come up with how I want to spill it. If I want to do a lead up, because then you're going to figure it out. I think I'm just going to say it and then we'll talk about it. How's that sound?
All right, here we go.
Here. Putting this out in the atmosphere.
Now, let me preface this by saying that you have did your victory lap, your home run trot on your hot takes now. So, you know, you're up strong now. Are you sure that you want to risk your stature with this hot take? Or, I mean, maybe you can become even more of a legend with this hot take. I don't know. So
I think you're going to agree with me. The level of this, it's worth it.
Okay.
It's worth it. Because I think if I'm wrong, it's like, oh, that was kind of crazy. Anyway, we'll give it to you. If I'm right, yeah, legendary status. Okay. We're just gonna say it. And then I'm going to talk about it, okay?
All right, here we go.
Janet Van Dyne is Kang's mother. Okay.
I was not ready for that. Wow. No.
Here you go. So, Janet was trapped in the quantum realm for a long time.
Correct.
Time happens weird in there. We know that. Mm-hmm. But she was there for a long time. I mean, mm-hmm. went in from her wasp outfit costume. Good God, when was that? Was that like the 60s or 70s?
When something Hank in was that still area. Active
as Ant-Man?
Yeah.
So she gets sucked down in there. And then in the events of Ant-Man and Wasp, she's back.
Mm-hmm.
And in the trailer, she said, there's something I haven't told you. So if while she was down there, I did some digging on Kang, Nathaniel Richards. I have not found anything on his origin, parent-wise. I've done some digging. I'm sure there's something out there. Someone could totally correct me on this. But the big what if is somehow she's his mother. Okay. And she comes out of the quantum realm and is now back. And that she's going to like connect with him. Like, you know, he's going to be like, hello, mother, or something like that. So, if you know a little bit about Nathaniel Richards as a character, all I know is that he lived like in a current time, went on some kind of mission, was able then to, he witnessed the death of a quantum being, and from that point was able to traverse time, which sent him into the far-flung future, which then brought him back. And there's a whole bunch of shenanigans. And he went into that far-flung future and met a variant of himself who was known as Immortus, who pitted all of the Kangs against each other in a war that left one survivor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also in Kang's comic book story, Ravonna Renslayer plays in as a love interest.
Yep.
Right. Now, Nathaniel Richards has a wife named Evelyn. Okay. Maybe that could be Ravonna. Maybe they could retcon it to be her.
Yeah, because she in Loki went off somewhere.
Right.
So got that thread hanging.
In Loki, there were a lot of mind wiping going.
Yep.
So what if Ravonna Renslayer? So Janet is Nathaniel's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make Reed Richards the son of Nathaniel and Ravonna? Was Ravonna then transferred to the TVA and removed when Reed was at a young age? Had her mind wiped by some Kang variation? So she would forget that that was her son, or that she even had a son. So has Reed been trapped in the quantum realm this whole time, and now we get the Fantastic Four somehow? This is quite a stretch. but I've done a lot of thinking.
Whew.
Okay.
Wow. that's a lot there, hot take, yeah. Jake. So let's
It feels weird to have it out in the open now, like it was in my, wow. It was in my head.
Wow. So we could get, so with your hot takeness here, we could get this, start planting the seeds of the Fantastic Four origin.
Sure. Wow. Does Reed find a way to escape the quantum realm and live on from there? Although in the comic origin, Nathaniel Richards made sure his son was set up with like billions of dollars in a trust and things like that. But I don't know.
Wow.
The other thought was that she was Reed's mother, but I thought, well, that's far enough back in time that she'd been in there for so long that Nathaniel would have had time to grow up if she was his mother.
It's going to be interesting to see what their relationship is.
They know each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They definitely know each other from the preview. No doubt about that.
Right.
You know, it's just a matter of what the relationship is. Also, yeah. Side note, the Astros are one out away from winning.
Damn it.
Yeah. I know.
I know. The other thing I had was that place that they're at in the quantum realm, I've done some digging there too. Chronopolis comes up a lot, being Kang's, like, what do you call it? His base of operations, I guess.
Kind of like his Coruscant, if you.
Yeah, sure.
Say, you know, since we're going to go Star Wars next.
They're going to blow it up. Jeez.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Yeah.
His Death Star.
Yeah. Oh ho. Hey.
But from what I've read of the Chronopolis is they have like doors to other times that he has conquered, and the way the city is set up is those doors are allowed to exist in the main time stream and he can access them without disrupting the time stream or something like that. So maybe that's a way that Reed escaped if he's there, if that's the case. But Reed Richards is the son of Nathaniel Richards, who is a variation of the personality of Kang, who has many other titles too. Mm-hmm. Iron Lad, Immortus, Nathaniel Richards, Kang the Conqueror, Rama Tut.
Yep. Yep.
Speaking of Rama Tut, that looks like a pyramid. Is that reminiscent of Rama Tut? Are they gonna, which variation of Kang are we gonna get in this movie? You know, it's not the Kang, I don't think, but it's a variation. So
we're loaded.
Yeah. But the interesting thing was, if if they say, you know, Nathaniel Richards is Jonathan Majors, and that could lead toward Reggie John Page was a name that came up for Reed Richards.
Reed.
That could explain like I don't know, like biracial or
they or, you know what I mean? They have it. They're very I've been kind of like looking through articles and stuff like that. They are not as far along as you would think they are. They would be for Fantastic Four.
Really?
So they could, that probably gives them a lot of flexibility, right? So whatever they set up here, maybe they could cast like some type of biracial, you know, Reed Richards.
Sure.
If this were the case, right? So,
well, I mean, it kind of, I think it kind of has to be because,
yeah.
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, he could be really light skinned or something like that. I don't know. But yeah. If Nathaniel Richards is Jonathan Majors, if Jonathan Richards is Nathaniel Richards, oh my God.
Jonathan Richards, here we go.
If Jonathan Majors is Nathaniel Richards, then yes, that does make sense.
Mm.
So, as a possibility.
Yeah.
I also had noted here in my hot take note.
And your Astros are world champions. So.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Crap. Okay, yeah. Whatever. Yay, celebrate. I had pyramid structure reminiscent of Rama Tut. Was he banished to the quantum realm by Apocalypse? Are the mutants also banished and trapped in the quantum realm by Kang?
Wow. Now that's holy hell.
Yep.
I feel like that after this, somehow, some way, that this multiversal Kang saga is going to open up the mutants in some way.
It has to.
Yeah. Because they just can't be laying around someplace. Oh, ho hum, you know.
Yeah.
You know. So
I saw an interesting infographic that had phase 1 through 3 was the Infinity Saga. The next phase is the Multiverse Saga.
I saw that too.
Yeah, following it, it said the Mutant Saga and the Cosmic Saga.
The Mutant Saga. I'll be all over that.
Yeah, and then it was like the Cosmic Saga showed Galactus, but I don't think they're going to... I mean, if they bring Galactus into the picture, I mean, the Eternals have gone so far as to kind of... If one good... Two good things came out of the Eternals, it was, well... Let me see. Is that 2 or would it be 3? 2 good things is Dane Whitman, Black Knight, getting to team up with Blade. That's 1. 2 would be that you have the Celestials, which could lead to Galactus. That's 2. That's another good thing. I don't know if Star Fox is really a third good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Really. He's kind of a creep. Creepoid.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And, kind of
set it up already.
And Ant-Man is in February?
Yes.
Alright.
Ant-Man is technically the first thing of phase 5. And phase 4 ends with Wakanda Forever.
Ho! Perfect segue.
Oh,
which I didn't plan, but whatever. We're rolling. Yeah.
Wakanda Forever. Thursday. Coming at you.
I don't know if I'm ready for this emotional ride here.
No, you're going to no offense, but you're going to be crying like a little bitch.
I mean, you know,
I call it like I see it.
We're just stating facts here. I mean, you know, no denials here. You know,
why is he crying? Leave him alone.
Shut up.
Yeah. You want crying Ryan or do you want Pee Wee Ryan? Yeah, I know which one I want. Yeah, it's gonna
especially
be
they're gonna have a memorial scene too.
Yeah,
not ready for that.
No. I've heard that. How did they say it? That Namor is gonna be a fan favorite.
Okay,
I've heard people that Namor is gonna be a fan favorite. That's I'm very much looking forward to his character.
Yes.
Everything I've seen, I'm like, okay.
And if they're keeping mutant origins, hell yeah.
Yeah. So, not to outshine the fact that this is a Black Panther movie, but Namor is kind of a character that's been a long time coming.
Yes.
One of the oldest for Marvel. So, and I like that, you know, they're not going the Atlantis route. That's good. You don't need to. You saw what happened in Aquaman.
I was just going to say Aquaman, but yeah. Like, I don't know if they want to touch that after Aquaman. Yeah. Man. We don't want to make it Aquaman-y.
I mean,
the movie looked pretty. I'm saying it looked pretty.
You're so pretty. You're so pretty. But what do you think of it? You're so pretty.
It looked pretty though.
Oh man, yeah. So I'm looking forward to his character. Everything we've seen has been nobody's gotten it right for who's in the Black Panther suit. I'm like, who is it?
Yeah, that's interesting, right?
Man, who is it?
Now, maybe these articles are doing a pump fake in reverse, right? Yeah, it's Shuri, but let's put it out there that's not Shuri, right?
Are they pulling an Andrew Garfield? I'm not in it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely not her in the suit. It was totally her. Because
if it's not her, if it's not her, then who? Right?
Yeah. I don't think it can't be any of the Dora Milaje because
no.
They wouldn't wear it. They would think it's like desecration of the suit.
Yeah. It wouldn't be his girl because they weren't married. So I mean, like, you know, that would be kind of weird.
Yeah, can't be not yet.
Yeah.
Unless it's Ramonda, but I don't know. And I don't think it's going to be Riri because she's got her
suit.
Ironheart. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how is it not Shuri? Who else can it be? Are they going to throw a character at us like, oh, yeah, it was her. Sure. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's like he's got a cousin or something who pops up and is like, I challenge the throne. You're like, who are you? I'm his cousin. Like, is it going to be Storm?
I was thinking that
Aurora Monroe.
I was thinking, right, that I don't think she would be in the suit, but I think maybe it would be awesome if her character is introduced in this movie.
Oh yeah, we've talked about that before. I think that would be a perfect time to introduce her.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I even went so far as to say it's like you've got Namor and his kingdom fighting Wakanda, and they're having this big battle in this like giant like hurricane or just giant like electric storm pops in, and she just drops out of the sky. Yeah, like, enough.
Since we're doing the whole mutant thing now, uh-huh. let's start getting it rolling here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah,
and honestly, I don't think so. Maybe this is also something to consider. Maybe Shuri, because she has the tech. Maybe she just has suits for certain people. And it's like, hey, you can have one. Let's like Oprah. Everyone gets a suit. She just like gives everyone like a necklace, like here, tap that, and it's gonna turn into a Black Panther suit. You're safe. You know. We already lost. We lost T'Challa. I want to protect all of you. Everyone gets a suit. You know, I'm not losing anybody again. Like, is that going to be the case? So
it's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
I feel like we're getting punked in some fashion.
Always.
We're getting punked here.
Somehow, yeah.
We're somehow getting punked. I just don't know.
Is it going to be Madison? Madison.
We're getting punked somehow.
Two N's and one Y, and you don't know where it is. Oh my god.
There is a in the previews, or one of the previews, or one of the trailers, they are at the place where they have the ceremony, the fight.
Yeah.
They're there.
The waterfall? Right?
Yeah. They're
or
there.
Or like the pool, whatever it was.
At some
pool.
Point. Yep. Yep. So,
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I wonder, here's the thing. This is going to be huge. So these, like when we watched Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Okay. There was that opening scene with other Strange. There was the fight with Gargantos. Then he went and saw Wanda. And you're like, where's this going? You know, we've seen all these scenes and trailers and such. And at that point, you're like, oh my God, she's the villain. And it
they
took
just
off
hit us with that. It did just hit us with the boom, right? You know what I mean? We were looking one way and we just got sucker punched, right?
The big thing that's going to be the sucker punch here is how T'Challa died. I think this memorial is going to happen super early in the movie.
Don't sucker punch me like that, man.
And I don't know. I have no idea how they're going to use that. Like how they're going to use that as a plot driver. But I have a feeling that at that moment, when you're watching it, they're going to say, this is what happened, and boom, that's the plot driver. That's the missing puzzle piece of this whole thing. We don't know how. And they threw the whole thing with, hey, let's give them a trailer with a Black Panther suit, and it's a woman. And who is it? And let's let them all churn about that. But let's keep them from looking at the obvious question, how did he die? Nobody's asked. Nobody's bringing it up, right?
No.
I think that is going to be a huge piece for what happens in this movie.
Those mother bleepers.
Mm-hmm. And you probably wouldn't have thought about it until you got in the theater and it happened. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Or what if this whole woman in the suit is like the freaking Illuminati in Doctor Strange? Where this is just like a little, this is a little distraction from something else is going on.
Or like you see Hulk in the Infinity War trailer, but we didn't get Hulk
those
at all.
Those assholes.
Those assholes. Right.
Yeah.
Those assholes.
I'm still pissed at that.
What if
we're going to get Hulk in this scene. And then when you see the scene in the Hulkbuster suit, I'm like, those assholes.
Yep. What if it's M'Baku? What if it's just him and it's, oh yeah, we gave you a woman in a suit. But again, that's the thing.
Didn't we say that a long time ago that that's a good possibility that it could be him?
Yeah, just because they showed somebody in a Black Panther suit does not mean they are Black Panther. Like I just said, Shuri could give every one of them a Black Panther suit, a vibranium powered super suit doesn't mean they're Black Panther because they haven't assumed the role through the ceremonial fight, eaten the root, and had the power. And now,
that's another thing, too. If
there's so much that goes into the character,
Killmonger burned all the purple herb, right?
But they saved one for T'Challa,
yeah.
So, but that's the thing. Black Panther is the protector and the ruler of Wakanda, right?
Yeah.
That has to be earned through a ceremonial ritual fight. And then there's the herb, and then there's
the king. So there's like some articles out there that his mom, what's her name?
Ramonda.
She's the ruler. I think that's been put out there that she's the ruler.
In his stead, sure.
Yes.
But why would that be? Just because she's his mother? Why didn't she take over when T'Chaka died? Is it because it has to go to a male heir? And now there's no male heir? But if it's a
logic would think that, yeah, that was probably the case.
But he wasn't even the shoe-in for the role. He had to win it. He had to earn it. Just because T'Chaka died, T'Challa became the leader of their tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's multiple tribes. Yes. But only one leader of a tribe can be the king of Wakanda or queen.
Yes.
So did they all just...
And maybe that's where the scene where they're at the waterfall, where that happens. Maybe that's where that comes into play in this movie.
Maybe she's holding the seat in a time of mourning. And they're like, okay, we need to come up with a new Black Panther. You know, I don't know. But just because somebody's wearing the suit does not make them Black Panther.
Yeah.
And like I said, Shuri has the tech. She could be giving out suits to people who are maybe the Dora Milaje. Maybe it is Okoye. Maybe she gets her own suit because it's, I don't know, maybe it's an upgrade for their traditional ceremonial suits. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're Black Panther. So that could be another pump fake. I'm throwing a lot at you tonight.
You are a lot. Yeah.
It's just because they're in the suit, it's not Black Panther. How T'Challa died is.
What if the White Wolf makes an appearance too? To come and pay his respects. Huh?
I would be very happy to see that. White Wolf's got to come back, pay some respects, pay some dues. Yeah. Those are my. I won't call it 2 cents because it seems more like it's my like $5 at this point.
Yeah, you get running a tab here.
Oh. Anyway.
Well, that's on this coming Thursday.
Yeah.
And that will be our next show, our Wakanda Forever recap.
Yeah. Thoughts, yeah, because there's still episodes of Andor going on.
Yes.
We have to catch up with that. But it'll be important to cover Wakanda Forever next.
Yep.
And then we'll probably get a couple more episodes of Andor, which I mean, I very briefly, we're not going to get into it. I have enjoyed as it's gone on, it's increasing in intensity.
It's getting dark, man.
It's this last episode was the darkest.
It's getting dark. Yeah, I mean, this is like a
Dr. Gorst, what a douche.
Yeah, and we got problems, you know, with Bix. Like, we got problems. Me and Gorse got problems, man.
I wanted to see I'm more have to roll, of Bix, I'm gonna have but to not roll this up. Way.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to roll up. I'm gonna have to roll up the Gorse. You know. Yeah, yeah.
Who is it?
Yeah. Like, yeah. We gotta talk.
Yeah, and we'll go into lot more detail on that when we get back together for that. So coming up next from us will be Wakanda Forever.
Yeah,
we'll talk about Andor as a whole so far, and we'll talk about what is it called again, the Jedi.
You gotta get Tales of the Jedi.
Thank you. I'll get caught up on that, which rightfully so I have not.
You are You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it.
I'm sure of it.
I guarantee it.
So after that, we'll keep up with Andor, and we'll also have the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special on November 25th. So we'll be talking about that too.
Got a lot of stuff coming at you.
Yeah. We're getting back in the saddle. I'm sitting in the new lab tonight.
The new lab. Here we go.
Yeah, maybe I'm not getting very good signal over here because, my God. You had to have been hearing me all the way down there.
I did hear a couple of F. I've told you I heard a couple of F-bombs. Yeah.
You're sitting in your apartment and you're like, I was like open the window a little bit and you're like, yep, that's Jake.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, I think that about wraps it up for us.
Yep.
Thank you for listening once again. Thank you for sticking with us, even though we've been gone for so long.
We may be gone for a little bit, but we never forget.
That's right.
We're always coming back.
Life happens.
Yeah.
And really, you know, we're not monetized. We're not under some kind of contract. So we're doing this on our time.
Yeah.
If it were the other case, then yeah, you'd hear from us every week.
Yeah. But since we're doing it for free, who knows? Doing it for free, you know, get with it. Stick with it.
Yeah.
Stick with us. We appreciate
Stick
it.
With us.
Yeah, we got you.
All right. Well, for Bullseye Rye, this is Hot Take Jake. And as always, hold on to your butts.
Boom.